Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for calling in, listening to America's Grassroots Patriots on Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic is going to be Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. The purpose of this discussion is too many police officers are getting assassinated, shot by criminals, wannabe thugs, people who think that they're going to get away with it because the government and some city officials are saying it's okay, but it's not. You need to understand what you're doing by going after police officers and our military people. You're going to start a war between us, between them, where they retaliate against the American people, which includes you. You're not in Iraq. You're not in Syria. You're in America. You have no place to run, no place to hide. Because eventually what you're going to do is you're going to bring the American people out, and they're going to stop you. You're going to start a war between the police, military, and the American people. You don't think you're going to get caught in the middle. You're going to cause a lot of people to die. These police officers get up every morning to kiss their families goodbye because they know that there's no chance that they might come home at the end of their shift. They go out there, they put their badge, their uniform on, they patrol the streets, knowing that this crime is being committed. And every time they pull a car over, they don't know what's in that car, who's in that car. All they know is that they have to be careful. Walk up to your car, they're nervous. 98% of the time, we're nervous because we don't know what mood is the police officer in. And the first words determines the outcome of that situation. Police officer gets a call for a domestic dispute. They know what the chances are going to be when they come to that door. 9 out of 10, the wife always ends up defending the husband. It turns ugly. There's been police officers that died in domestic disputes. There's been one that I can recall fell over the stoops from an apartment building. You know, their jobs aren't easy. I have family who are law enforcement, and they know how dangerous it is, and they tell you stories of things that happen. Police officer always sees things that we don't want to see. They arrive at an accident scene, a car crash into the back of a tractor trailer, head came off. It's an ugly sight. And these people, they, you know, these men and women in uniform, they have to see these things. And these things they have to take home in their mind because they can't erase it. And here you are making their jobs even more difficult because you want to gangbang. You feel like you have something to prove. So you go like a coward, and you gun down a police officer from behind while he's fueling up the car. What the hell is wrong with you? And you had one today in Illinois, following 3 suspects, suspicious people, actually. Next thing you know, he's calling for help, backup. And when they find him, without his gun, his radio, and along with some other items from his utility belt. You can't be doing this. We have enough on our plate to deal with. Yeah, I know there's a lot of videos out there. We're seeing the police abusing the authority. But you can't blame every single cop for every incident that happened. You know, we take police for granted until we find ourselves in a situation where we're in trouble. And we end up calling the cops. You know, the police are human beings just like us. And there are still a lot of good officers that put on that uniform. I grew up wanting to put on that uniform to do good. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights for justice. And you have no idea who these cops are that you're going over there and you're killing. You know nothing about them. You know, we have ISIS terrorists here in America. They have to worry about these things. They have to worry about keeping us safe. They have to track down these people, these criminals, these drug dealers, these rapists, child molesters, murderers. You know, and they don't really have to be sitting there watching over their shoulders because some punk is gonna come from behind and shoot him while he's filling his gas. You know, everybody's going around Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Every fucking life matters. Whether you're white, Jewish, Ecuadorian, Mexican, Puerto Rican, doesn't matter. You're a human being. Please hold on a minute. Hello?
Hey, that's me.
What's up, Casey? Everybody, this is my co-host, Casey.
How are we doing tonight?
We're discussing how idiot people are going around shooting cops like cowards from behind while gassing up their vehicles. Trying to
You
explain to
must
them
know them
that,
today in Illinois.
yeah.
Still searching
Yeah.
for those three.
I they don't seem to understand what the problems they're going to create between the police, the military, and the American people. They
Well,
don't seem to understand that.
and it's on many fronts. It's not just on a few. It's the Patriot movement as a whole. If you look at pretty much every group on Facebook right now is absolutely imploding, falling apart, people bashing each other. Then you've got this rally in DC, and you've got extreme views on either side. Either people are very adamant that yes, they're going, or people are very adamant that it's a trap and they're not going. And I don't know which side's right. I don't know. But then on top of that, you've got the Black Lives Matter group calling for 100 cops to be killed in 100 days. Well, guess what? Since August 20th, they have killed one cop every day. August 20th. Since then, there have been 10 cops killed. This is insane.
It is. It's wrong. You know, they don't seem to understand that the cops are eventually gonna get tired and they're gonna start retaliating. They're gonna start treating everybody like they're
Then
the
they'll try
criminals.
police brutality again.
Yeah. You
I have
know that
news for you.
they're
You point a gun at a cop, you're going to get shot.
definitely. You
I'm,
know,
I
they,
just, I just got the name of the officer that was killed in Illinois, and I've been trying to figure out how to pronounce this last name. I do not want to butcher it. Charles J. GLINIEWICZ. I don't know. Maybe our buddy can call in. He's from Illinois. Maybe he can pronounce it for me. I don't want to mess up this man's name. He needs to be honored. It's disgusting. You know, seeing the videos of Black Lives Matter going down the road, chanting pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. That's disgusting. You know, stop. And then you've got a young man, a Marine, Lance Corporal in the Marine Corps, puts out a video and says, you know, knock it off. All lives matter. He's being attacked by the Black community. This man is a United States Marine.
People don't care. They don't care what your background is. They don't care if you fought for your country. They don't care if you took a bullet for their mother. They just don't care. People's mentality is down the drain. It turned to shit. You know, there was a time in this country where just by hearing that this man has a woman has a purple heart, people salute it. Yep. You know, a hero. They don't care now. You know, they go around, they're knocking people out with these knockout games. They're beating people up, robbing them. You know, they're coming into your home, violating your privacy, you know, and 9 out of 10 causing physical harm.
It's uncalled for. You know, as society, I think we're really in trouble.
Yeah, we are. We are.
What happened? My father-in-law was a police officer career after being a Vietnam veteran. I'm not sure exactly how long he was in the Army. He was drafted. Long enough that my husband was born in Germany. Anyway, career police officer, retired, went back, worked as a crime scene investigator, basically, and also did pictures for the forensics on all arsons. You know, this man never had to shoot his gun. Never, while he was on the job.
God was back on then, his side.
Well, back then, when you saw the cop, you were taught not that they're out to get you or that they've been sent to kill you just because of where you live or what your color is or what your ethnicity is. You respected the police. You respected your parents. Kids don't do that anymore.
No, but that was back in our childhood days. You know, now they're waiting around the corner or in a dark alley waiting for a police officer to come by so they can get their hands on them.
No, you know what the new thing is? The new thing is they call 911 and report themselves for something and call the cops to their own house, and when the cops respond, they open fire.
Wow.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Not lying. You know, they don't seem to realize that it's just a matter of time before the American people try it and start doing their part in defending the police and the military. You know, their goal is to start a civil war, a racial war. You know, and they don't understand once they pick up that phone and that pen and they say the word martial law, they don't understand what's going to come with that.
You know, there are people in these groups, though, and it's not the vast majority. It is definitely a minority of people with radical ideas or people that are, for lack of a better word, just a camera whore. But, you know, there are people that have their own agenda.
It's not just that, though, Casey, because eventually what's going to happen is that other people who aren't with, for instance, Black Lives Matter, they're gonna pick this up, and they're also going to start doing the same thing, a copycat. But they won't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter. They just want to know the fact that they're killing a cop. So everything, it's just like a form of a cancer. It's just going to spread. And eventually it's going to get to these kids that, you know, they think they're gangs. They think they're big badasses. And they're going to start killing cops. And it won't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter.
Kid was 19 years old and trying to take a selfie of himself with his guns aimed, pointing up in the air, shot himself in the neck, killed himself, because of a selfie he wanted to put on social media.
Well, that should have been an awesome picture.
I'm sure it was.
That's the stupidity and the mentality of people. Was it that important to try to take a selfie with a gun in your hand? You know, guns are not toys. Guns are for protection. They're for fighting wars and criminals. If you're a criminal and you're playing with a gun in your hand, you deserve to die.
Yeah.
You can't play around with these things. You know, this is why people are under the impression, because it is what they feed them, psychological bullshit, that a gun is dangerous. A gun does not hurt anyone unless someone pulls that trigger. And these criminals don't seem to understand that. And then you got these that are out there who do understand that guns kill people, and they like killing people, so they're going out and they're hurting the police officers and the military.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a joke. It's just not a game. You don't wake up one day and say, oh, today I'm going to kill a policeman. No one wakes up like that. This is all created and designed for a purpose. And that's to start a war, to divide the police from the citizens. This is all this is meant to be. And the people that have nothing to do with Black Lives Matter are going to start killing police officers also. Because it's going to be the new trendy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's retarded. It's retarded. And this is why people, more and more people now are starting to go and starting to apply for gun permits, concealed carry, open carry, because people see what's happening, and people are afraid and they want to defend themselves. You know, you can't. And then you take in blacks against white, whites against black, black against Hispanics. I mean, what's the purpose of a racial war? Everybody goes to work. Everybody pays taxes. Everybody has bills to pay, has a family to support. Why are you out there starting racial wars? There's no need for that. You know, one day you're going to go up to the wrong fucking person, and you're going to fuck with that person. That person's going to turn around, they're going to pull out a fucking gun, and they're going to blast your ass away. And then your parents will do like that character who went and robbed the store, and the store owner killed them, and the parents wanted to sue the store owner. Your son was fucking committing a crime.
Yep.
It's the mentality of people is just so sickening. Sickening.
It is, and it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
It is. It's getting worse. You know, people don't seem to realize what's going on in this country and across the world. It's getting very, very bad. Just because you get up in the morning, you go to work, you eat your Dunkin' Donuts and your latte and stuff, and you know, you get through your day and you go home, does not mean that things are not bad. Look, I was at work today. What happened? A police officer was shot. His gun taken, his radio.
Yep.
Things are happening across this country, and we're not even aware of it. So, you know, don't think that things are light. It's not. It's getting worse every day.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. And the Patriot movement? Why? Why?
Well,
why
you know
is it so hard?
Well, you know why. Unfortunately, we've had the experience with that. You've got people that are government plants that are put in there to destroy every group, and they are doing a damn good job at it.
Very good
And
job.
These same people are also trying to get patriots to get fired up and during these protests go influence the crowds and get the crowds to kill the cops and have massive amounts of cops shot at one time.
Don't get it twisted, because the government does infiltrate both. They will be on the Islam and the Black Lives Matter
side.
They're going to be on the Patriot side. That's their job. So start the war. Get them to fight each other. And the Patriots should have a better common sense than this. You know these people are going armed. You know they want to kill patriots, cops, white people, Christians, Catholics. Why would you want to go to D.C. unarmed, because it's illegal, but Farrakhan can take his security detail, which is in the thousands, armed? Why would
you
go
not
over there?
Him, but also every speaker that he has. You know, Sharpton will be there. Jackson will be there. They all have their security details as well.
Yeah.
So every speaker that's going to be there has this big security group. So you're talking about hundreds or thousands that are going to be armed. And patriots are going to go in unarmed and stand there and say, no. And then throw in the fact that there's going to be a bunch of the Black Lives Matter crew in this march that are killing cops and want to kill cops. They're going to be, that could be an absolute friggin' disaster. That group shooting at cops, shooting at patriots, the patriots talking about, screw it, I'm not getting a permit, it's my First Amendment right. Sure it is. Yes, it is your First Amendment right. D.C. is the bastard area of the country. It's not a state.
Nope.
So, yeah, that's where your politicians are. And shit's going to be different there. Get your damn permit. Because the Million Man March has permits for every piece of grass around that National Mall. Every piece. And the piece right in front of the Capitol. And that's where Farrakhan will speak. The Patriots, as far as I know of right now, have permits for areas 2 and 3. That's it. You step 1 foot Con has a permit for, you are automatically the aggressor. Automatically.
Yep.
We're all labeled as domestic terrorists. What in the hell are you thinking?
I don't think they should be going. I mean, they want to go take down the flag, let them. We'll go back the next day, put another one up. Or even after they leave, we'll go put another flag up. Some patriots are correct. They are patriots against this. And we don't have to put our lives on the line just because they want to take a flag down and burn it. If the corrupted Supreme Court wants to make it part of the First Amendment, let it. No matter what they're going to do, no matter what direction that they want to go, it's all going to boil down to we're going to have a civil war regardless. The economy's bad. People are homeless, have no jobs, have no food. Okay, You got all these thugs in the street who wants to be part of this Islamic nation, who wants to go and think they're going to be beheading people. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. No matter how badly the Patriots are having a hard time uniting, they're still going to put a stop to this. Many will die, but they will stop this. The government knows this. Islam knows this. And so does the Black Lives Matter. You know, it's just going to come down to a nasty civil war. And many, don't even think that your parents and your brothers and sisters or even your little kids aren't going to die, because they are going to die. Bullets have no names. They just have a direction to go, and that's wherever that barrel aims it at. Where it stops, nobody knows. So you want to go and you want to start the civil war? You want to feed into the government's bullshit and start a civil war? Go ahead. You're not going to like the outcome. And once it starts, there's no turning back.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your asses away from D.C. Let them do their protests. We'll just go back and put another flag. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, times have changed. They've changed really, really bad. And I don't understand what's wrong with the American people. Where's their minds at? Where's the parents to these fucking wannabe thugs?
I do not know. I really don't. It's sad. It's sad that I've been at Kroger before.
It's not even sad, Casey. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. I was at Kroger, and there were two very, very elderly women that were getting groceries together. And you could tell that, you know, one still was able to drive and had brought her friend with her to let her get her groceries too, and that woman happened to be on oxygen. So, you know, they're trying to separate everything in their buggy and put it in the trunk, and it is pouring the rain and no umbrella. And I got out of our car and I went over, and as I was walking toward them, you could see the fear in their eyes, wondering why I was coming toward them. All I was going to do was tell them, get in the car, I'd put their groceries in. And I did. And they were so thankful, but they admitted they're so scared when anybody approaches them. Anybody. It doesn't matter who it is.
Can't blame them.
You know, my son's done the same thing. Try to help someone with something, and they automatically think that you're targeting them. It's sad we've come to that point.
And it was never like that. It was never like
no.
that.
No. No. No, it's disgusting. You're right. It's not going to get any better. It's just going to get worse.
No, you know, and then you have the governments and the city officials who, like in New York, who tries to prevent you from defending yourself. They don't want you to be carrying a gun. They don't want you with a gun in your home. You know,
they
want you to be victims.
Well, and if people keep acting like this, you know, they just give them more ammo.
Well, what I'm thinking it is that if we the law-abiding citizens are armed, and every time a criminal breaks into their house or tries to rob them, and the law-abiding citizen pulls out a gun and shoots them, kills them, I think that the government sees that as taking money away from their pocket. Because now they have no criminal to put in jail. So how do they make their money? How do these private prisons make money? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It could be.
It kind of makes sense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I better watch it before a drone comes by my house.
Oh, well, I mean, that's another topic. Did you know they're arming drones with pepper spray and tasers?
Yes. Yes. And they will be in D.C.
Yep.
They will be deployed in D.C.
Nobody thinks those could get hacked and turned around and used on the innocent people?
Of course.
Think about it.
Of course, but they can also use them on the innocent people and say, oh, the drone was hacked. We had no control over it. Deception.
And how will you know?
You won't. You would never know.
Exactly.
You know, I was watching a YouTube video in the war in Ukraine where a protester threw an actual live grenade to the police. You know, people, you know, before you go out there and you start this civil war, you need to look at other countries that are having them right now. You need to speak to people who went through it, lived through it, and survived it.
This is the gentleman from Louisiana.
Yeah.
That posted all the videos on Facebook. Saad has lived it.
Yeah.
He was raised, you know, Muslim, and he saw that he didn't agree with what that faith dictated. And he came here to get away from it.
Yep, and converted to Christianity.
Yep.
Loves our flag, loves our country.
Wonderful man. And I'd stand beside him any day. Any day. He's more patriotic than a lot of Americans, I know.
Yes. There are a lot of great patriots out there that just, you know, people are at the stages now where they're just going to sit back at home and be prepared to protect their family.
Well, that's kind of the only option they've left us. You know, when
you're
going there to stir that pot, and you know the powder keg you're walking into.
Yes.
You know, that he's left the rest of us kind of screwed. You know,
exactly
if someone tried to come take the flag off the front of my house, I can tell you right now, the state I live in, if you're on my property and you're trying to steal or threatening in any way, in any manner, which it would be because there would obviously be a fight over that, I have the right to kill you.
Yeah, but before you do, at least cut your hands off.
So I understand not wanting those flags touched. I understand that. My daughter is a United States Marine. My father-in-law, retired Army. My grandfather, Navy. My uncle and my brother-in-law, Air Force. I got it all covered. You're not going to find a more patriotic family. But I can still see the writing on the wall in D.C. It's a setup. Look how much Farrakhan's in that White House with Obama. Think about it.
Well, this is where the problem came in. It's with Obama. You know, he's throwing this as a race card. I mean, I'm tired of hiding behind a curtain and trying to watch what I say because I'm worried about them coming. I'm tired of that. I'm at the stages right now where I'm just waiting for them to start. But everything right now, they're throwing the race card. You know, let's kill them, see how they like it. It's the stupidity. You know, we got more important things to worry about. We got terrorists coming across the open borders, illegal immigrants coming across the border. You know, we have sex slaves that are happens to be our children and wives that they're taking across you know, the border and selling them for sex slaves. You know, this is what I don't understand. Why are the American people so dumbfounded? What happened to their mentality, their way of thinking? You know
what's funny? You know what price tag ISIS put on Michelle Obama that they could sell her for as a sex slave? $400.
They could get something for her? That's a lot of money.
$400.
I'm sorry. That's a lot. I wouldn't even trade her for a Snicker bar.
No. But think about
not
it.
Not working.
A sex slave, and they can only get $400 for the first lady. And Obama still defends them?
Wait, is that them paying for her or them paying for them to keep her?
Good question. Touché.
I wouldn't buy that.
No.
You know, it's not the same. Everything changed, and it changed for the worse. I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, the Pope today announced that he wants forgiveness. I don't get this. I was raised Catholic, okay? And I was raised that you go to confession, but you're not confessing to the priest, that he's just there with you to guide you, to help you understand what is honestly a sin and what's just a, you were being mean, you shouldn't have done that. Like I confessed one time that I took the Nintendo controller from my sister. Not really a sin. That's what they're there for. Those kind of things. But everybody misrepresents that. And now I understand why. The Pope says today that he wants all abortions that have happened to be forgiven. Well, who are you? Who are you? You're not God.
He's not.
You're not who I ask for forgiveness for anything.
I'm completely against abortion. He's screwing with the Catholic religion now. Now he wants us to accept Islam. He wants us
I've never been ashamed until now to say that I was Catholic.
Yeah.
And now
we'll never be ashamed.
I am simply a Christian. I will not say that I'm Catholic any longer. I love my church, my priest, my Monsignor, my nun, but no. Pope Francis?
This man is coming to New York. He's coming to America, actually, and then New York to the UN building. He wants to talk about peace, accepting Islam, accepting the United Nations, because he's trying to get the Catholics to go along with the one world order, one government.
He's also going to declare that Palestine is a state and knock Israel back to the, what was it, 1967 borders, which is basically nothing. And, you know, Israel is the only area that we don't acknowledge their capital city because they obviously say it's Jerusalem. But the UN will not acknowledge that. So
The UN needs to stay out of America. That's what they need to do. And this president is going to put us there.
But under this, where they're making Palestine an actual state now, they're going to let Jerusalem be the capital for both. And look up the videos of what the Muslims are doing to the the Christians and the Jews that are trying to go to the Wailing Wall. They're beating the hell out of them.
Beating the hell out of
them?
They've got
women in groups in burqas. But they're even, like, playing the knockout game while you're in line to get to the Wailing Wall. And you assume that it's a woman under that burqa, but you don't know. And the police do nothing. They've been told to do nothing. So Christians and Jews are just beat the hell out of kids, adults, it doesn't matter, old ladies. And you don't know who's doing it, and you're not even going to try to figure it out. Told them to file a police report at the police station down the road on their way out. You kidding me?
This is the agenda. This is the agenda. You know that already. They want us to accept them. They want us to be dumb. They want us to follow their rules, their laws, and they want us dead regardless. Why would you want to let somebody come and knock you out, which could possibly cost you your life because you can fall and bang your head on the concrete or something?
Yep. They are brutal people. They can say what they want about the Crusades. And, oh, how many people did that kill? How about do your history? See why the Crusades started. Muslims.
I just learned that myself.
Scream about racism, about slavery. I am totally against slavery. Totally. But understand something right now. The Irish side of my family were slaves well before any black man. And they were treated horrible. Horrible. You don't hear Irish in America or anywhere else running around screaming they want reparations. They want their own area of the United States given to them free because they don't want to, they want to be segregated from the evil whatever.
I feel
Let's
that
be
that's
realistic.
Something. Yeah, I feel that that's something that's part of Islam, where they want their own territory. You know, like they already have what's that place called?
Oh, they've got them everywhere. Islamburg in New York.
Yeah.
Hancock County, I think. And please, anybody listening, don't be a dumbass and try to go there. If you do, before you go, look up the name Doggart and see what he got for going. Don't be a jackass.
These people aren't going to listen. They're going to do what they please. You know, a lot of people don't believe things like that are happening. You could sit there and give them all the evidence you have, videos of executions and stuff. They still won't believe it.
And that's why this is our last show.
Yeah, until the news tells them about it. They don't believe it.
Nobody even listened. When Obama said a couple of weeks ago that he needed to get control over more of what Fox was reporting, he needed to control them better.
And they're still not telling the whole entire truth.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we only have 15 minutes left for the show. This will be our last broadcast. That's why it was important that I talk about Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. This has to stop. It has to stop before you open up a door that cannot be closed. People need to understand what direction we're heading in, and you need to start preparing. This month is it's bad. You're looking at it biblical-wise. If you're paying attention to what's happening in this country, government are playing with things that they shouldn't be playing with, such as this thing called CERN. And they admitted that it can create a black hole in this planet. And they don't care. They're still proceeding with it. They're giving us chemicals to eat, drink, and breathe. I meant to tell you, too. I saw a video. I'd send it to you. CDC admitted to the vaccine. Which one was it? Polio?
Polio.
Having cancer in it. The 1950s and the 1960s. So.
Yep. My mom would have had her vaccination then.
My mom
never had a cigarette in her mouth. And died of cancer.
They took the page down from their website, but you can find it on YouTube. There's one lady by the name of Lisa Haven. She's showing the page. You can read it. This is why it's important for everyone to stay away from these vaccine shots, because they're meant not to help us, but to destroy us. Look into it if you like. They're up to no good. They're trying to depopulate us in any which way they can, and these vaccines will be the speed. So if you've never taken speed, this is what it is. Speed up your death.
I liked the part where the CDC said, you know, no big deal. It was only 10 to 30 million that were given vaccine. 10 to 30 million. Just 10 to 30 million. Okay. That was only in the U.S. That's not counting other countries we shipped it to.
Yeah. And look at Bayer. Bayer was, the aspirin was tainted with AIDS virus in it. And they didn't want to lose money, so they sold it outside of the United States. You know, and they get away with it.
Now that you have the TPP in effect, you know, this is something that we discussed before. You can be a drug company that comes up with a cure for cancer. And not
You're
only
gone.
Are you going to get the insurance money from the patient that gets the treatment, but then after they're cured, you can also sue the government because that patient was cured, and now you're losing that money because your drug was so good. Where's the rationale in that?
Well, you got to keep in mind that those doctors in Florida, what is it, 5 to 7 doctors alone in Florida,
Holistic.
Health. Yeah, those doctors ended up dead because they were the cure.
Yeah. There was 2 more. I think it was 7. Yeah, it's
you're hurting their pockets. That's why I thought about what happens if every American was armed and they killed a criminal. There wouldn't be anybody going to jail. You exercise your Second Amendment right, and that was it. So now you killed the criminal. No, the cops got nobody to take to prison except to the morgue. Where's the money in that?
Don't even get started on that. There's plenty of money there. That's
exactly.
Damn it.
You know, but this is to show you the direction our country is heading in, and it's being destroyed, and right in front of us, and we're not realizing it. You know, so people need to be prepared, you know, stop taking it lightly. Stop thinking that everybody's a conspiracy theory nut. Stop thinking that you know, we're out there to spread rumors. We're trying to warn you what our beloved government is doing, what their intentions are.
You know, the government is looking at stopping preppers.
Yeah, they already started.
Stockpiling food. Yeah.
Yep.
They call it food hoarding. and they're going to put a stop to it. What's that tell
you? They don't want you collecting rainwater. They don't want you building bunkers. No. If you go to the store and you buy excessive amount of water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, they want the store to report you right away. If you go to the bank to take your money out to keep it in a safe place because of the collapse that's coming, they want the bank tellers to call the cops. They want to take your money away. This is the corruption that's happening in this country. You know, and people need to prepare for it because when this goes down, it's not coming back. They're trying to eliminate the dollars. They put the chips in your credit cards. They want you to start getting ready to just passing it under the scanner, no more swiping. That is the doorway to the microchip into your hand or your forehead. You have to pay attention to these things because this is what's coming. This is their plans. Destruction of America. They want to do away with the dollar. So,
you know,
wake up.
People have moved so far away from God. And it, by no means am I saying that I don't love everybody. That I judge you by who you are to me, not by what you are. And I have many friends that are atheist and agnostic and whatever. I don't have any problem with that. But as a nation, we've moved so far off any type of moral compass and any type of faith that our churches are empty. And they were taken down just like the Patriots are right now, destroyed from within.
It's not the people's fault, though, Casey. You got to let them know. It's not
fault. It's a lot
this
of people.
This is by design.
That, yeah.
It's by design. This is the way the government planned everything, to take God away from our lives and introduce evil. It's not your fault, but in a way it is your fault because you fail to pay attention. You fail to teach your kids.
Well, how many years did they tell you your expired medication, flush it? And then, no, just a couple years ago, don't flush it because we're finding all this stuff in our water. Oh, really? What do you think that did to people? Can you look at all those different combos of medication and how that screwed people up? No, you can't. Each different combination of drugs together does a different thing.
Mm-hmm. And they're putting it into our waters, into our food, into our air. You know, there's studies coming out saying that people have lost their common sense. People are getting dementia. You know, this is, and this is what's happening. We got 5 minutes left, Casey.
I'm going to leave it to you.
Well, get your final words in at least.
Be prepared. Nobody listened. Nobody wanted to hear the truth. So you got it. Good luck.
This is the time to stop trying to warn people. Time to stop putting billboards up and stuff. Time has come to start preparing to protect your family, defend your property, get your money out the bank, put it in a safe place, buy a minimum of 6 months of bottled water and food. Make sure you have plenty of ammo. Make sure your family and yourself know how to use your weapon, because every bullet counts. You won't be running back to the store, "Oh, I only got 30 rounds left. I need to go to the store and buy more." All that's going to come to an end. No, we try to do the best we can to wake you up. A lot of people laugh. They don't take it serious. They joke about it. When that day comes, you're going to regret it. I did the best that I could. I did not one but two radio shows. My co-host Casey was with me. But it's time to hang up the curtain. It's time to go in the dark. It's time to be silent and start preparing. Pay attention to what's happening. For all you Patriots, if anybody's listening, stay away from D.C. That's your grave. That's the end of the life for you over there. You're going to cause Patriots, true Patriots, to come to your rescue, and it wouldn't be fair. We have a real war to fight. Start planning. Start uniting. Start getting ready to be on the defensive side. And for all you jerk-offs who are out there shooting our police officers, there's Patriots watching out for you. And if a Patriot sees you trying to cause harm to another cop, that Patriot's going to take you out.
Yes, they will.
Stop your bullshit. Stop your bullshit. Stop your bullshit. That's all I got to say to you. We will stop you, and you won't have no remorse about it. If that's you trying to hurt a cop or a military man, we're going to take you down quick. Whether it's with our fists, garbage can, whatever it is, we're going to stop you by any means necessary. It is our God-given rights, and as an American citizen, it's our job to defend our law enforcement and military and each other. Wake up. Repent your sins before it's too late.
It's already too late.
Beg God for forgiveness.
If people haven't started. Chance.
Yeah, well, there's still a little chance. You got to have hope. Repent your sins. Pray for forgiveness. Judgment day will come. And when it comes, you want to be on God's side. I know I'm going to be on his side. Even if he's mad at me. But wake up, people. I have less than 2 minutes left. Thank you for the opportunity to express my feelings, my thoughts, and my words. Pour my heart to you the best that I can. You know, I bless America. And God forgive us all. I'm done, Casey.
I'm done to that. Me too.
I'm done. God bless you. Good luck in your journey. Please take our advice serious. Prepare. And be ready.
Or don't.
We'll see you at
the
battlefield.
But don't come to my house.
Yeah, don't. Mine either. And you might as well go to D.C. for that.
That's right.
Wake up, people. Casey, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. You made it a lot easier.
I told you I'd be with you.
On your bed. All right, people. Have a good night. God bless. And be prepared. Amen.
Amen.